Yeah, I'm Paul Scully. I'm the Member of Parliament for Sutton, also the Minister for Technology and Minister for London.
Excellent. So, Minister for Technology, the Science and Technology Framework has been announced. What would this 10-point list of priorities do for the country?
I think what it does, we've brought science and technology together in a new department and to give it sharp focus. And the framework really identifies critical technologies, which are right at the heart of the everything that's going to happen in high growth and frankly changing the world, never mind just changing the economy and our lives. Things like AI, quantum computing, supercomputers that can do so much work with things like climate, tackling climate change and such like, that will accelerate technological advancements, which we need to be at the forefront of. And we are, frankly, but also getting digital skills into our economy as well. So attracting people with the right skills into the right parts of the economy at the right time.
Many reactions from prominent members of the scientific community say how they want to work more closely with the EU and receive funding from the Horizon Europe programme, but they also say that the UK is seemingly reluctant to engage in talks. Could you tell us about when negotiations are going to progress in this regard?
To be fair, it's the opposite. We actually wanted to continue in Horizon Europe. That wasn't possible. The EU weren't prepared to have those talks. But now we've sorted out the Northern Ireland Protocol, hopefully with the Windsor Framework, which is a really positive move. Those talks are now back open again. But we've obviously spent money in the meantime guaranteeing some of the funding for the projects that would have otherwise been funded otherwise from Horizon over the last few years. We want to make sure that's taken into account so that taxpayers get the best bang for their buck, as it were. So we need to have those talks, but we're ready to start.
Moving on to St Helier Hospital, a report from ITV says that it's crumbling and cramped. What is your reaction to that?
Well, to be fair, it's, you know, I can see a lot of that because we pumped a lot of money into St Helier to maintain the fabric of the building as best we can. But we do need the new hospital in Belmont in South Sutton, which we're trying to get on with as quickly as possible. But we've got to get the planning right. We've got to get the plans for all the 40 hospitals right. But the problem is, why it's crumbling is it's an old 1920s hospital that should have been tackled years ago, but it was always seen as a political football for 25 years. And it's only now that we've got this new hospital in Belmont in progress, because I've spoken to Matt Hancock when he was health secretary, got £500 million to build this hospital, that we're able to get on with taking it out of the political arena and getting on with exactly what the doctors and the clinicians in St Helier actually want.
What's being done in the short term to make the hospital experience better for your constituents?
Well, we pumped tens of millions of pounds over the last few years into St Helier to make sure that the fabric of the building is sound. You know, you had a situation a few years ago where the lifts didn't work. People were literally, the trust was having to pay for ambulances to move people from one side of the building to the other because they couldn't get through the lifts into the renal unit. You had crumbling buildings at the back where maternity is and those kind of things. You had hoarding up, not because of work was going on, just to protect it from falling stonework, masonry and that kind of stuff. So we put a lot of money into it, but we need to do more. And some of that will be the new hospital.
The Battle for Two Mosque has reopened after some fire damage. And I believe you were at the ceremony. Could you tell us a bit about what it was like and what the Battle for Two Mosque means to people?
Yeah, the Battle for Two Mosque is the Ahmadi Mosque, the Ahmadi community, of which there are many, because of this, the mosque, which is the biggest mosque in Europe, and it's the centre of the Ahmadi community in the UK, and then the world centre of the Ahmadi faith is actually now in Hampshire. It used to be in Southfield. So not that far away, but there are many constituents and people around your listeners that will be from the Amadeus community. And it's a great mosque. It's a beautiful building. And it it was lovely because I've been to one of the first things I did as an MP, unfortunately, was go to the mosque when it was burnt down, or the studios next door were burnt down, not the mosque itself. I've been to some things like they're always first to lean into the Westminster attack, terrorist attack, the London Bridge terrorist attack, the Charlie Hebdo in Paris terrorist attack. They're always leaning into showing empathy with the community on some really bad news. So it's lovely to actually go back and see some good news. This amazing TV studios, media center for the world's Ahmadiyya community, billions of people around the world. And it was really nice. The caliph, the leader of the faith of the Ahmadiyya community, who lives in the UK, also had their peace symposium, which is the first time since COVID that we've been able to hold that in person. And he had some really stark words for the government to hear, for the nation to hear, about how we need to double down to make sure we can secure peace around Russia and other conflict areas at the moment.
In 2020, Sutton was given the Mayor's Cultural Award, and that gave Sutton £200,000 of funding, and that choosing to be spent on science, technology, engineering, arts and maths programme. As a technology minister, you must be very excited about this.
I am, actually, yeah. You know, there's plenty of things with the Lib Dem Council that we disagree on or have political ding-dongs about, but most things actually I can agree and work with them on. And this is very much one, because as you rightly say, as technology minister, I welcome any move to try and tackle the gap of digital skills, which we're going to need in the economy. So the more people, especially women, but more people we get involved in science, technology, engineering, maths, the better the STEM projects. And the culture program really does center around that, which is very much to be welcomed.